Hey everybody.
What's up?
Welcome to Torcast. Again, we're hitting you with this new format. We're gonna get to end of segment one here in a second. But I should remind you, all of these segments, as long as the full as well as the full episode, sponsored by American Classic Bar and Grill. American Classic Bar and Grill, located in the Gateway Plaza near the Martin's gas pumps, off Route 7. Some background noise was distracting me there for a second. Make sure you're in there. Get your 60-cent jumbo wings this Sunday for the Super Bowl. Check them out. Get your honey hot. Get your mango habanero. 60-cent jumbo wings. The cheapest there are. Right, Ant?
Yes.
Also, your sliders for three sliders for $5.49. Sliders consist of cheeseburger, hamburger, steak and cheese, or pulled pork. Mix and match. Get them how you want them. They're good stuff. I like them. You'll love them. Merry Classic Bar Grill. Good friends, good food, good times. Let's do this. Anthony's here. Shane's here. Gabe's here. We're going to start with Shane. Shane's going to hit us with some sports news, and I think he's got a little bit of a topic for us to get into. Let's kick it off. Shane, hit me with the sports.
Guess what this weekend is?
I think I already said it.
You did. It's Super Bowl weekend.
NASCAR.
Oh, it's NASCAR back? Thank God.
We got 3 weeks for NASCAR.
Oh, no.
It's Super Bowl Sunday.
Hell yeah.
Are you all excited for the game?
I am.
You are?
Yeah. Sure.
Who are you pulling for?
Atlanta.
I think I said this loosely last week, that I'm interested in both teams winning because Atlanta hasn't won one. Let's see. And then, plus I think Matt Ryan deserves one, and just they have a good team. The other, on the flip side, I thought it would have been awesome if Roger Goodell has to hand out a trophy to Tom Brady after what he put him through this year. Just kind of the shit show that ended up being. Punishing them for
something he never... So who are you picking?
I'm going to pick...
Who's you picking? Score.
Oh, shit.
I'm hitting you with this quick.
I'm going to pick Atlanta. I'm going to give them 28 points. And the Patriots get 27.
A one-point win?
I was going to do 28-24. 28-24 Atlanta.
I'm going to take New England.
Okay. Go for it.
42-28.
Okay.
I think Atlanta stumbles out the gate and New England just full steam ahead.
This is coming from the guy, now that we're on public, on hot mics.
Hot mics. Podcast. Yes.
15 minutes ago.
Oh, yeah, he was like, I hope Atlanta steamrolls.
I hope Atlanta gets... I hope they crush them.
Yeah. I do, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Blown out.
Well, would you rather tell the people what you want to happen or try and be right?
I want to try to be right.
No.
Yes.
Take a risk.
No. Take the sure thing.
No, 28-24.
Now, after a little bit of audio, did you look up some prop bets for Super Bowl?
I actually did, yes. Okay. That's what I was looking up here. and it was dumb. This website, which I'm going to call you out, CBSSports.com, you have a terrible fucking website. Where you play a video behind a gray bar that says, you have ad block enabled. Please delete ad block. And I'm saying, fuck no, I'm not deleting ad block. And second of all, don't play audio behind something I'm not supposed to see anyway. What a dumb fucking thing. Stupid ass CBS. Let me see here. We got some entertainment prop bets to start. Which in the first one makes me laugh. What will Luke Bryan be wearing when he starts singing the U.S. National Anthem? Blue jeans or any other pants or shorts?
Blue jeans.
The odds are 1 in 2.
Blue jeans.
So you're gonna lose money on that one if you bet on that one.
Well, let's. Do you have these saved?
No, I'm looking at them right here in front of me.
I was gonna type them.
What type's the good ones? Was that a good one?
I don't know. They're kind of funny.
How many times will Trump be said on TV during national broadcast? Over under is 1.5.
Over.
I'm saying over also.
Yeah, maybe over.
Who will Donald Trump pick to win the game?
New England.
I'm going to say New England. Because he's apparently they're buddies with Tom Brady, and he sent him all these letters that weren't real. How many times will Gronk or Gronkowski be said on TV during a live broadcast? Over under 3.
Anytime a Patriot receiver drops a ball.
Well, you got Gronkowski open on the corner, and they didn't throw it to him.
But he's hurt. He's not playing.
He's hurt. He's not playing.
Thing. I'm going to say over. Over 3.
Yeah, over 3.
Will the quote "Houston, we have a problem" be said on TV during the live broadcast? Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. 100%. I agree, because it'll be when Atlanta's down 21,
or when they're up 21, and you're still happy. Well, yeah, see, that's the thing. That's what he's doing. He's covering bases, so in front of us, he's always right, which is bullshit. Just be right one way.
Isn't the goal to always be right?
No.
No.
Bullshit.
What color will Lady Gaga's hair be when she comes on stage for the halftime show? Blonde or any other color?
Blonde.
I'm saying blonde also.
Do you think she's dressed normally?
Yes.
No. And she's I'm going to say this now, and hopefully this stops all of the internet from doing this. If you don't think there's going to be some kind of political message in her halftime show, get ready to be having a bad time. Because there's absolutely going to be one.
Like the Black Panther thing?
Sure, yeah. So if don't complain about it now. You know it's coming. Just be prepared.
Is that where Madden said the score is going to be 27-24? Is that where you got your score from?
No, I said 28-24.
Well, they're pretty smart.
I said 28-24.
Which song would Lady Gaga...
Who did they say was going to win?
New England.
No, I said Atlanta.
Well, I agree with Madden.
Which song would Lady Gaga play first during the halftime show? Born This Way, Bad... This is the only ones they list here. Born This Way, Bad Romance, Edge of Glory, Poker Face, Just Dance, or any other song.
Edge
Poker
of Glory. Face.
Mm.
Edge of Glory.
I'm going to say Born This Way. And it's going to be political as fuck. let's see. How many times would J.J. Watt be mentioned on TV during the live broadcast?
Over, under.
Over one or under one?
Under one. Why the hell wouldn't you talk about J.J. Watt?
Because it's in Houston.
This is breaking news that he's dealt.
How many times would deflate or deflategate be said on TV during the national broadcast? Over, under 1.5?
Over.
I'm saying over.
Especially if he gets in the fourth quarter in New England, if they get it in hand.
Uh-huh.
They'll start bringing, after Deflategate, Roger Goodell's got a hand, Tom Brady and Robert Kraft, the Lombardi Trophy.
In-game.
That guy didn't name Vince Lombardi.
In-game props. Heads or tails? Heads.
Tails never fail.
Saying heads.
Heads.
Heads. Let's see. Will either team make a field goal in the first quarter? I'm saying yes.
Yes. New
yes.
England. Will either team score 3 straight times? I'm saying yes.
No.
Okay. Length of first reception by Chris Hogan. Over, under 11.5 yards.
Over.
I'm saying over as well.
Under.
I think he hits a post for like 17.
First reception, like 5 yards.
I'm going to skip ahead. Some of these are just annoying. Let's see. Will the Patriots convert a fourth down attempt? I'm saying yes.
Yeah.
No.
Total gross passing yards by Matt Ryan. Over, under 325.5.
Over if they want to win.
I'm saying over.
Maybe if they want to win, they'll let Booby spin.
Will the opening kickoff result in a touchback? Yes.
Yes.
Will Matt Ryan throw a touchdown pass in the first quarter?
Yes.
Yes.
These are just annoying. What will happen first? Falcons score or Falcons punt? I'm saying score.
Punt.
Who will throw the first touchdown pass? Tom Brady or Matt Ryan?
Tom Brady.
I'm saying Matt Ryan.
Depends on who gives the ball. Whoever gets the heads call.
Will there be a penalty for excessive celebration? I'm saying yes.
Probably.
Yes.
Will there be a flea flicker attempted? I'm saying no.
No.
Yes.
Which I can see being yes. Let's see. These are annoying. These are just cross sports thing. Post game action. MVP?
Brady.
Ryan.
Matt Ryan.
Who was the Super Bowl MVP mentioned first?
Robert Kraft.
God. God's the first answer.
God.
I'm saying teammates.
The fans.
Well, the fans.
This one's for you, New England.
What color is the Gatorade?
New England's will be blue and Atlanta's will be red.
I'm saying red then.
Red.
Red.
Blue. Orange.
Red.
If the Patriots win, will Brady, Belichick, or Kraft be seen shaking Roger Goodell's hand? I'm saying no.
Yes. I think they will do it just to...
They give one of these. You know, they reach in and then they go, ooh, too slow. That'd be really funny.
No, they'll shake his hand.
Let me ask you something.
Who's the most important player in the Super Bowl?
Matt Ryan. Me, actually.
I think it's Julio Jones.
Let me ask him. Have people stopped watching the Super Bowl for the commercials?
No.
No.
I think they have.
I think
it's because they put the commercials... Yeah, but they put the commercials online the week leading up to the Super Bowl, so it doesn't even matter. They're not like funny surprise anymore. You can just go watch them now. They're all out. That's annoying as fuck.
Even the trailers?
Yeah. Most of the trailers are. The new Transformers trailer, the Super Bowl trailer, came out today. The Ghost in the Shell trailer that's for the Super Bowl came out yesterday.
It's supposed to be a new Power Rangers trailer, too.
I don't think they get another Power Rangers trailer.
Supposed to.
You got the final movie. That wouldn't make any sense. That would be dumb. Because they just put out a trailer a week ago.
That might be the one.
It could be the same one. Nintendo's got a trailer for the Switch that they spent money on. That's already out. People are
still watching it for the commercials.
Yeah, but the thing is, if you just wanted to watch it for the commercials, you could just watch them all back to back and then not have to watch and sit through the Super Bowl.
Well, maybe women want to sit with their men.
Not always the case.
It's true.
Any other sports stuff? Anthony, you got a feeling on this?
The Wizards.
I was reading.
Rolling.
The Wizards.
Right now. 16 straight wins at home.
Hell yeah. I'm not a Wizards fan, but good on them, I guess.
But
right,
they got the players got pissed off. They played the Lakers last night, and the fans cheered more for the Lakers than the Wizards.
Are you surprised?
No, I'm not.
No, it's like going to you. We've been to Cowboys Redskins games. You see how many Cowboys fans are at those things?
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. So I mean, don't act like it happens. It absolutely happens. If you don't expect that,
the Lakers don't have anybody.
It doesn't matter. They're the fucking Lakers. Winningest franchise in NBA history.
Ah, no, they're not.
D'Angelo Russell.
Well, right now they're tied. Right now, as of this recording, they're tied.
When this goes up, they won't be.
Hope not.
They won't be. They're not beating the Celtics.
Hope not. So, that doesn't surprise me at all. Even if they don't have anybody. Even if Kobe's not playing for them. Whatever.
They're the fucking Lakers. He said he wants to come back and help.
I'm sure they'd let him.
I don't think he'd be a good coach.
Well, we don't know that.
I don't think
I can't speak for that. I don't know the guy.
I don't think he would be. You all ready for baseball?
Yes.
Yeah, I guess so.
Pitchers and catchers report in like 2 weeks.
The part of baseball I like the most is after the All-Star break. So the first couple months,
our team might be out of it by then.
We don't know that. You only play like 50 games before the All-Star break happens.
Play more than that. They play over half the season.
There was 1 year we went to All-Star break. We were like 24 and 21.
Bullshit.
All-Star break's early. It's too early.
It's the middle of July.
It's too early.
The season starts the first week in April.
See? Early.
April, May, June. 3 months.
Too early.
July,
yeah.
August, September.
And then you play in October.
We're probably
Some teams don't. Not all teams.
Our team probably won't.
That's when I care about baseball. I mean, baseball's not fine and everything. I like baseball a lot, but I don't get into it until the All-Star break happens. Where I'm like, yeah, let's make a push. Oh my God, we're 6 games under 500. Awesome.
Season's over.
Anthony, what did you say you were looking up?
I wasn't really looking up. I was reading.
Oh, I thought you said you were reading something.
Yeah, I was. I was reading something.
Anything you wanted to add?
No.
Okay.
It wasn't sports related.
Keep going, Shane.
It was just
okay. So, got a question for you.
Netflix stuff.
Hit me with it.
Pat Benatar.
Oh, you need the question.
My bad.
Hit me with your best shot.
Hit me with your best shot. Shit. Sorry.
Did you delete all of it? Yeah. My notepad?
It is the 20th year, 20 years since Harry Potter was written, released as a book.
You okay with that,
Amber? What are the biggest entertainment phenomenons in our lifetime?
Power Rangers.
No.
I think Harry Potter's pretty damn big.
It is big. It's probably the biggest.
Lord of the Rings was pretty big.
Giant uproar about cult
followings. Now, yeah, the book came out 20 years ago. So you're asking, what are the other biggest entertainment phenomenons in our lifetime? With Harry Potter, is probably the biggest.
So 20 years ago, this is the top 10 movies from 1997.
Okay.
Anybody guess what number one was?
Titanic.
Can you guess what two was?
Two.
It's a Robin Williams, Matt Damon, Ben Affleck movie.
It's Good Will Hunting. Boom.
Three was a Bruce Willis movie.
It's Armageddon.
No.
Die Hard.
Sixth Sense.
No.
That's
all I got from Bruce Willis. He's a cab driver.
Oh, Fifth Element.
There you go.
I love that movie. I haven't seen
Four was a Disney. Four was a Disney movie.
Lion King.
Too late for Lion King.
He's
really strong.
Hercules.
There you go.
Hercules.
Then a Nicolas Cage movie came in at number five.
Con Air.
Number six. Life is Beautiful. Number seven was a Mark Wahlberg movie.
Transformers.
With Burt Reynolds. He likes to dance. Boogie Nights. Sorry.
I never saw Boogie Nights.
I haven't either.
No, I didn't.
That was written by Louis C.K.
Starship Troopers and L.A. Confidential round off the top 10.
Starship Troopers sucks. I don't know why people like that movie.
Well, it was number 8 best movie of 1997.
I don't like that movie.
According to IMDb.
I have some other things that came out 20 years ago. For perspective, if you're not familiar with the movies. Backstreet Boys' Backstreet's Back came out 20 years ago.
Yep.
South Park.
Bop came out 20 years ago.
Bop.
Facebook told me that today.
Men in Black.
Here comes the Men in Black.
Let's see. Barbie Girl.
I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world.
The first Austin Powers movie.
Oh, Behave.
Let's see. Ella Enchanted. The book.
I don't read.
Okay. We don't have to read, I guess. There's Fifth Element. Spice World by the Spice Girls came out.
Oh, God.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Batman and Robin. Nice.
I remember that.
Air Bud. Saddest movie I've ever seen.
We haven't seen Hachi.
What's Hachi?
Don't watch it. It'll ruin your life.
Is it worse than Marley and Me?
Yes. Affected me for a week.
Is it about another dog?
Yes.
I guess I'm making sad movies with dogs.
Everywhere, super strong bond, owner dies, and he waits for him till the dog dies. And that's the whole movie. That's the whole movie.
That was the premise of a Futurama episode.
rough.
All three of those movies have dogs in them.
That's because those are the saddest movies.
Big Willy style. Remember the movie Jungle to Jungle?
No.
With Tim Allen?
Nope.
When he has a kid that lives in the jungle? I think. No. Really? I used to watch that movie all the time. Ally McBeal.
What are some like toys or stuff that came out in
1997? That came out in 97 specifically? I don't know. Let me do a quick search and see if I remember any of these.
Oh, breaking sports news. The UNC Notre Dame game for Saturday is in doubt over Chapel Hill water shortage.
What'd you say? What?
There's a water shortage in Chapel Hill, so the basketball game's in doubt. They don't have enough water to run the arena. To flush all the toilets.
Let's see. I can't tell what this list is. It says 1997 popular vintage toys from the 1990s. I don't know if it's giving me a list of 1,997 things.
Jesus.
Let's see. It's fun to look back at a time. These are from 1997. Bananas and Pajamas.
Oh my god.
If you remember those.
Bananas and Pajamas are sweet.
Bananas and Pajamas.
So if you're listening to this at home, this is basically just us like looking at things we had when we were at least 7. Let's see.
I'm also looking to turn 8.
True. Power Rangers Deluxe Double Morphing Rescue Megazord.
Mm-mm.
That's from the rescue ones. Because like the Pink Ranger's an ambulance in that one. Nintendo 64. And PlayStation.
Yep.
And
the N64.
Oh, those Spawn movie figures came out back then. Oh, the Spider-Man web blaster that had the aerosol can in it. Would you pull down a spray?
Wasn't allowed to have one.
What?
Spray silly string.
Yeah, spray silly string. I had like 2 of those. So for both hands, I was like. Pss, pss, pss.
Did you ever watch Spawn?
No.
Did it freak you out?
Here's the thing. We do a Secret Santa in my family. So that year, I got those Spawn toys. I had them. And based on those toys, I was scared as fuck out of Spawn. So I did not go anywhere near.
I played the game and it scared the hell out of me.
Didn't go near Spawn. Wasn't about it. Not until I was like 18. I was like, what the fuck is Spawn? Oh, it's this thing that terrified me when I was a kid. And it wasn't Spawn himself. It was
all the other shit.
It was a clown, specifically. A fat clown.
Yep.
I don't know his name or whatever the fuck. But I'm not a fan.
So Spawn's 20 years old.
Spawn the movie, I think. Well, the action figures are, at least. Spawn the movie. What else came out? Anything good coming out for 20 years ago was a long time for us.
Yeah, we were all in elementary
school. 7, 8. Harry Potter was huge. What else was big like Harry Potter was?
Captain Underpants?
Did you read Captain Underpants?
Yep.
Are you going to see the movie?
Just about every book I read.
You going to see the movie?
I don't know.
I'm going to see the movie. Because I love Captain Underpants.
Not
when I was
in
kid.
Theaters.
When I was a kid, Star Wars was getting... It was being re-released, so I saw all those movies. So it was still big for me. But it wasn't like big for me like it was in the 70s, I guess.
Because the three movies they released sucked.
No, they re-released the original ones because the first ones didn't come out until 1999?
Yeah, 99. I think.
99, 2001, 2003, something like that. So those movies suck. And I'll agree on that forever. Because those are bad, bad movies. 20 years. We saw a lot of shit. A lot of bad fashion. A lot of ups and downs.
So, right now,
yes,
in audio history, predict something that'll be big in 20 years from
now. In 20 years from now.
When we're almost 50. We're sitting talking in our late 40s about, man, that was 40 years ago, or 20 years ago.
Something that will be popular in 20 years from now.
Like, what is the stuff we will look back on and go, man, we had that? Holy shit.
Wait, what do you mean? Like, yeah, right,
like,
now?
Like, yeah, like, we talked about the N64.
Okay.
Stuff like that. And something that you think we'll have in 20 years.
Ooh. That's tough. That's tough. That's tough. That's tough.
Man buns.
Man buns, probably. Thanks, Amber.
Mm-hmm.
Will that be more of making fun of, or...
Hey! Watch your mouth.
I'm just saying.
I don't know. Probably VR. Virtual reality. They'll look, because it's getting mainstream looks last year and starting this year too. I think in 20 years when we're using VR more often, they're like, well, there it is.
It's when it started.
That's where it was.
PlayStation started in 97.
Yeah, so I think virtual reality becomes super mainstream.
And?
Sweet tea styrofoam cups.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. I don't know. Biodegradable sweet tea cups.
What is something you think won't be around in 20 years?
Me. I don't know. Probably. Disc-based media. Physical media.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. Everything's going to be digital.
Yeah, it's already starting with that.
You're getting there. One third. EA put out a stat. One third of all of their video game sales are digital.
I bought three.
Yeah.
And I think, even need to look at like software that you buy now.
Well, that's what I'm saying, software. Because it's the same thing having the PC market. So I think It was less than 2 years ago, EA said 10% of their games bought were digital. Now they're up to 33%. That's huge. That's big.
If you buy antivirus or any kind of tax software or anything like that, If you get it in the store, it's just a download card.
Also DVDs. Yeah, you're going to get internet updates to your microwaves and stuff. Blah, blah, blah. You're not going to have anything physical anymore. Other than like actual like things you need, but like media, entertainment, that's all gonna be digital.
Well, they've already started a couple of times. I've seen a few touchscreen refrigerators.
Yeah, I have seen those. Can't you Skype on fridges now?
On that one you can.
Fuck.
And you can be at the grocery store and log into the app, and it'll send you a picture of what's in your fridge.
That's weird.
They're $5,000.
Would you own one of those
right now?
Fuck no.
Yeah, in 10 years when they're not $5,000.
Yeah, if they were like $500, yeah, I'm putting.
Oh, of course, you got a $500. Yeah, but probably, that's the same cost as your fucking phone.
They'll be that.
What do you think goes away in 20 years, Shane? Gone forever. They don't use them anymore. VHSs, cassette tapes.
Cassette tapes are virtually gone.
That's what I'm saying. Floppy disks. That's what us 20 years ago now.
I think gas will be a lot less prominent.
More electricity or Vegetable oil.
Yep. I think we'll have more alternate fuels.
They should get a car that runs on water.
That'd be smart.
But not a boat.
Boats don't run on water. They just glide on the water.
I could see that. I think they're always looking for a new way.
You bring up cassettes and floppy disks and VHS. It's like when we were young, those were the big things.
Those are huge.
Yeah, and then you get DVDs and CDs.
Well, I remember when CDs were a big thing. I was like, well, I've got a cassette thing, this DVD thing. I mean,
DVD or when Blu-rays were the huge thing.
Yeah.
It's like,
how do you know when to flip it?
Yeah. You don't have to. What? It rewinds itself when you turn it off?
Yeah. I turned it off. Why didn't it save my place? Like, oh, it doesn't just do that. I have to skip ahead. Yeah. But I was a kid then, so I didn't really I didn't know. I just wanted to watch movies.
It's amazing to look back and.
Also, portable DVD players were way bigger when I was a kid than they are now.
Because most cars have the shit built into it.
Exactly, but I wanted a portable DVD player so badly, and I got one, and I used it a shit ton. And now I couldn't even imagine a time when I'm using one.
I think I was like six, and I wanted one. Of course, mom and dad didn't go. They actually bought a fucking TV.
That
a legit little like 12-inch television that had a carport you could plug in. And I had, like, VHSs of, like, Dragon Ball Z, and I would watch them come down
to my That sounds awful.
Like, we used to rent a van.
Right, when you go on trips. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did the same.
And you had the two bucket seats, the back seat and the back, and we would set it between the two. It was wedged between the two front seats.
Right.
And they'd plug it in. I'm like, it would just illuminate.
God damn. Anything else? Any time capsule stuff you want to talk about?
It's hard to believe.
It is. It's 20 years, man. We've seen some shit, like I said.
Two of us are knocking on our 10-year class reunion.
Whoa. I mean, I'm right there.
You're one behind.
One behind. Technically shouldn't be, but whatever. That's just semantics.
It's okay.
Anthony, anything I'd add when we get out of here?
Negative.
Negative. Shane, anything else?
No, I'm good.
Gage, got anything else? No, I'm good, Gage. Okay, cool. Stick around for segment two,
Did
then.
Did you just talk yourself in third person?
Well, no one asks me, so.
You ask everyone else. I will ask you next time. I'm sorry.
Just want to be included.
Shut up.
Segment two. Back again. My topic. Uh-oh. My day. I want to start this off with...
with the story why you slept all day?
Why I am exhausted. Why I look like shit. Why I didn't show up here. And this is still Friday. Why I didn't get here at 11 like I wanted to. Because... we shot two videos yesterday.
Yep.
Two good videos. Anthony was part of them. Shane was there helping out. I just kind of sat there and watched the levels. Two great videos. I spent the time after you guys left prepping the videos in Premiere. And then, she's fine. You're fine. You can stay if you want. Well, it's fine. I don't care. Baby Cole's being nice. He just wants to be a part.
He's debuting on the show.
He just wants to be a part of the show.
No, he's pooping.
Oh.
Oh. Okay, yeah.
Bye, Cole.
Later, anyway, bye.
So I'm sitting there, and I've got my raw files, I've got my audio, and I'm throwing in Premiere. And when I like to edit, I like to just do it all, get it done with.
Right,
yeah. I just like to fucking power through it. So I knew coming in today I was going to be tired. So my plan was to stay up as long as I could, getting as much editing done before I had to be here today. But that wasn't the case. Remember how yesterday I said this when we were done and when all the video didn't crash either time?
You said everything worked perfectly.
Everything worked perfectly. The audio never went out.
It didn't work perfectly.
So here's the problem. I said this out loud and I knew I shouldn't have. I said, bad things happen to me. And here we are. Here we fucking are. I dropped the video in Premiere. Seems fine. I dropped the audio in Premiere. Seems fine. For whatever fucking reason.
It didn't match up.
When I play this video... it skips. And then it makes red frames. And for like 3 hours, I'm troubleshooting this fucking thing. I'm like, why does this keep doing this? Because I'll line up the audio, and I know where I need to line it up. It's at 17 seconds. I need to line up at the 17-second mark, and it fits. It's perfect. Right. However, every time I play past 17 seconds, go back to the first second and play it again, it's different. It changes every time. Red frames get popped in there. There's a part where Ethan's head was like clicking all over the place. It's a goddamn android. I didn't know what the fuck was going on. Yeah, I could probably show you. I think I have a bit of it. I didn't know what the fuck was going on. And I'm like, what in the fuck? So I texted my friend who's really good at Premiere. He's like, oh yeah, that seems to be a problem. You try these few things. Try those few things. Nothing fucking worked. I couldn't get a goddamn thing to work. So I was like, fuck it. I'll just put it in here, not touch it, export the video again in a Premiere file, bring it back in, 4 hours later when it's done rendering out the same video I already have and see if that works. So I tried that. So for 4 hours, I didn't do shit but watch the goddamn progress bar to make sure. I can't. I couldn't do it. I couldn't fucking fall asleep because I was thinking about this guy because I was so paranoid that I was going to lose an hour of footage, of great footage that we had. Oh, so I'm sitting there like, please, don't skip out. Just let this happen. Get it exported. Perfect. It's like midnight at this point. And I had been doing this since you guys left at like 6. I'm just sitting there. I drop it in the fucking timeline, drop my audio in, hit play, clicking all over the place. I'm like, God damn it, what the fuck is going on? And I'm like, do I need to uninstall fucking Premiere? Do I need to change my goddamn settings anywhere else? I've Googled it, I researched it, blah, 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 blah. I opened up my Creative Cloud settings and said, hey, did you know Premiere needs an update? I was like, motherfucker.
So you wasted 4 hours and it just needed updated.
So I updated. It took an hour to update because Premiere is a pretty hefty piece of software. No big deal. Fine. Finally, I drop in the fucking video file. Guess what's working perfectly? The video. Guess what's working great? The audio. Everything's great. I line it up. I link it so they don't move, and I cut them up in pieces. I spend the next about five. Let's see. It's about 1 o'clock when I get back to it. 1:30. I probably spend the next 4 hours editing it. And I was taking my time. I was taking a bunch of notes so I know where to go back to, which definitely helps for the future. Writing down all the songs that they were singing throughout the episode so I can level them in so they can sing over top the song and make a really funny video. Haha, you know, because I'm being super creative. And that takes about 4 hours.
Is this going up over Torcast videos?
What's that? Yes, it's all Torcast related. So.
Sweet.
Yeah. So, I finished. And, like, it's not done. But it's cutting the pieces to where it needs to be, so I could, because I was beat and tired, because I, for whatever reason, I was just drained afterwards. And I'm like, all right, you know what? That's a good stopping point. It's about 6 a.m. If I go to bed now, I'll get my 4.5 hours of sleep, go to Shane's, get set up, we'll do the podcast at noon. Fine. I hit save. And I get the message. Hey, Adobe Premiere has stopped working. You need to force quit it out and open it back up. I'm like, okay, no big deal. This thing saves automatically very often. It's probably fine. I'll open Premiere back up. It didn't save a goddamn thing. So I'm sitting there pulling my goddamn hair out because I just lost 4 hours of editing after I lost 6.5-7 hours of fucking troubleshooting. I dropped the video back in. It starts clicking again. I don't know what the fucking problem is. I don't have anything done. I wasted a whole half day trying to get this goddamn video to cooperate because I just want to make a good ass video for us, for the audience that we have, and Premiere doesn't want it to happen. So I said, fuck it, I'm going to take a nap, an hour nap or whatever fuck I was getting. So, and then my alarm went off at 10. I was like, I need to get up because we got to do this fucking podcast. I'll be like, you know what, snooze. 10:30, I'll get up, shower real quick, go over there. I get up, I shower real quick. Once I delayed a little bit. I was like, I probably don't need the beer till 11. I'll be fine getting there a little later. Showered sometime after 11. Got out of the shower, tired as fuck. I didn't wake up at all. I was like, I could just fall back asleep right now. And I'm dressed, I've got my jacket on, I've got my bag ready to go. And that's when I get the text messages. Anthony's late. Shane says we can just do it later. And I'm like, motherless fuck. I could still be in bed right now.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. So I was like, all right, fuck it. I'm taking my clothes back off. I jump back into bed. I lay there. I couldn't fall back asleep. Because I was just thinking about it. I was like, what am I going to talk about on the goddamn podcast today? I can't believe that fucking video is not working. I don't even want to look at my goddamn computer. I know. I was 1,000 miles a minute. I had just been so mad.
So you've slept for an hour today?
Probably. And I am just, and I knew I was going to have a long day going into this. I had to cancel lunch with my grandmother because of bullshit that aren't working out, so I have to do that tomorrow, which is fine. I don't mind. But I have to go stream tonight at 9. I have to try and find a way to eat somewhere. I have to get energy from something. I knew today was going to suck ass. So here it is. That's the beginning of my day. How are you guys doing?
Great, actually.
Pretty good?
Yeah.
To be fair, the video that I had cut and ready to go was funny. It was good stuff. What I got to see.
Which game was it?
That was The Lovers in Dangerous Space. Space yeah. Time. It was good. And then the footage for Octodad looked fine too. So hopefully I get that figured out. Where the fuck. So I don't know. I'm going to spend a lot of tomorrow working on that too. Because I don't have anything else planned other than lunch with grandmother. Edit.
Grandmama.
I don't even know where we're going. You got any suggestions? Where should we go?
Grandmama. Paper Mill Place. You're going to Italian.
We went to Olive Garden the first time. I'm not going to Paper Mill. I don't want to go to Paper Mill.
Where do you want to go?
I don't know.
Italian. Pick it a Red Lobster.
We said no to Red Lobster. That was thrown out, and we said no. Fridays?
That was going to be my next choice, because I was just moving down the line.
Yeah. Yeah? Awesome.
I said Italian.
We went there once. You probably won't eat meetups.
You did Italian.
Yeah.
River Tuesdays?
Tuesdays is fine.
Goodbye to be Ruse days.
I don't even know what you're doing. Let's actually talk about something.
Did you not see the picture online from the lady who went to Taco Bell last night at 10 o'clock? She stood at the counter, she said, for 45 minutes and watched the people look at her and just stand in the back and talk, and no one would walk up to her and take her order or anything.
I'd have threw trays at them.
Did they say why or anything?
I'd have threw trays.
Well, wait a minute. Why did she wait 45 minutes without saying anything?
I'm sure she said something.
You'd hope so, but there are plenty of people who don't.
Yes. Yeah, that's true.
But if she had the wherewithal to say something after the 45 minutes to somebody of importance to make it some, like, I guess this went viral or something.
Yeah.
Or Facebook news or whatever the fuck. If she had the wherewithal to say something after that point, I'm sure she said something during the 45 minutes to do that. I have seen situations where people are working and they notice. But here's the thing. I know.
At 10 o'clock, Taco Bell's not that busy.
You're right. But I have seen it. Not Taco Bell, but I've seen it in other retail places where they look up. A lot of employees who get paid as much as they get paid don't give a shit.
That's true.
They just don't care. Especially
late at night.
So if they look up at the counter and go, oh, well, that's probably someone else's job. That person whose job it is probably said the same thing about that first person and decided one of them will get it. And they both consciously made the decision that they're not getting it. So that's probably where that stems from.
I just saw a commercial talking about it, that's why.
Oh, yeah. No, people fucking suck.
People fucking suck.
Like, go through the drive-thru.
But if I'm also not going to wait there for 45 minutes and be ignored.
Oh, no,
I would have been loud. Fucking scene. If it's 3 minutes and no one's come up to me, I'm doing something, you know? No, you're fine. It's for theater.
Right. It's character. Yeah, I'm standing there going, hello.
Like, hey, I want my chicken fucking chalupa.
Yeah.
Right fucking
now. Yeah, I'm turning into dick mode on that.
Where's your manager? It's been 10 minutes. If it's 10 minutes, I'm getting a free taco.
I'm pretty sure it said 45.
Let's find it. Yeah, no, see if you can look it up. What I wanted to talk today are senses. Or basically things that we have to have as people. And which one would we like to get rid of?
Smell.
Okay, so smell. I'll preface this as you have to get rid of one. So you're going to get rid of smell. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you know smell is a big part of taste also.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
So you're not going to taste things the same way.
Smell.
Yeah, but I want to be able to feel, see, hear, taste, and taste.
Yeah, but if you smell...
But I don't want to smell shit.
If you can't smell, you can't taste the same. So things are going to taste differently.
Don't want to smell shit. Oh, how much is this game?
$14.99. What if I extend that to other things that you have to do as people? Let's say bathroom stuff or sleeping, because I would get rid of out of sleep right away if I didn't have to sleep.
Taking shits?
Yeah. Like, if you could get rid of that, you could.
No, because that's my time.
That's when I do things.
You will learn. When you have all this, that's good time.
Do you remember how boring the bathroom was before there were smartphones? Yeah, what did you do in the bathroom before that? Sit there?
No, I pooped as fast as I could.
Well, I still
got the hell. No,
I'm a speed racer in there. I don't like staying there.
Like speed poop, so you can go back out and play. Oh my god, I gotta poop, and then you go play. You poop, and then you can go out. And play.
I don't think I've ever experienced that. I just don't like to hang out.
Playing with your friends.
I don't like to hang out in the bathroom.
And you sometimes you sit in there for so long your legs will go numb.
No, I don't do that. Why do people do that?
I don't know.
Why? Get out of the bathroom.
That's his time.
Leave the bathroom.
That's his time.
I'm not giving up my poop.
You don't have to be in there. But I can't.
But you get wrapped up in a game and you don't realize what you're doing.
See, that's the thing. I can't go to the bathroom without pulling my phone out.
Why is that a thing?
I don't know. I can't not be in there.
It used to just be like reading material.
Yeah, but did you ever read in the bathroom? Did you ever have a magazine or read in there?
No. Negative.
I always seen magazines
some
in there.
Some people say that they read like shampoo bottles and shit like that. Like they
it's because that's when there's no magazines.
They need something to read while they're in the bathroom, so they're like, oh, I'll just grab this and read the...
Concentrate on your body and get out of the fucking bathroom. Don't hang out in the bathroom.
Drop a deuce.
That's weirder to me than anything else. The people just hanging out in there. You don't need to spend 10 minutes in the bathroom.
Don't mean a sidebar. Michael Vick is officially retired.
Congratulations, Michael Vick. I think that they knew that was happening, though. That's no surprise.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, no, I know.
We're breaking news, you know, Torque.
I didn't do that. I only did the first da-na-na. Of course, I know I can't do that. It's fucking our show. I'm the one telling you guys how to do it.
Boom, 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 boom.
So say if you can't get rid of smell. Let's remove smell, because that seemed like an easy one for you guys. Sight, taste, hearing, touch.
Keep, yeah, I'm getting rid of taste then.
You get rid of taste.
If I had to.
Okay.
Taste? It's going from smell to taste. I want to hear, want to see, and I want to touch things.
Shane, you eat. Shane, you.
Yeah, but I want to taste, because I love tasting like good foods.
Right.
I'd be able to eat everything, but I couldn't taste it.
That is true. Shane's palate would open up big time. Out of the things he doesn't eat, he could eat way more.
He could. You could venture out.
Yeah.
Oh, Shane, where would you like to get it? It doesn't matter. I'm not going to taste it. You can feel shit.
It would whoa. I can still see it, man.
And you can smell it.
And I can smell it.
It's a mind thing at that point. But it'd be weird to have something like let's say put meatloaf in there. You start eating meatloaf, but you can't taste it. But you have that texture of the loaf in there. That'd be fucking weird.
The loaf.
The loaf. That'd be really fucking weird. Yeah. I'm not surprised.
But you can't taste, but you can still like feel. The feel of something in
So you just
mouth.
Have like
so if you get like that's retarded.
You have like sand cakes in your mouth. What the fuck am I looking
or
at?
Or if you like
oh, that's a baby in a
like you don't
shorts.
Know, but you awesome. Can't taste it, but you've got like soggy cereal.
Yeah.
Or something to that texture.
And you're just like
it's like if you can't get rid of smell, what are you getting rid of?
Yeah.
Smell.
If you can't get rid of smell.
I don't want to smell shit.
You have to keep smell.
You have to pick something else.
Sight, taste, hearing, touch.
Nope, I would keep those.
Okay.
The touch.
You get rid of touch.
Yeah.
Really?
Because mm-hmm. As long as I've got a hold around it.
Yeah, but think of the other things.
I know it's there.
Sex.
Oh, yeah.
You'll never feel a boob or ass again.
It's like, I know I'm doing it, but I can't feel it.
Well, at that point, you might as well get rid of taste.
Okay.
My point, exactly. You still smell it, so you know it's going to be good.
Yeah, you might as well get rid of taste. Like, that's just
oh, what if the smell fucks it up, though?
That's just
can you lose taste? Is that something you can actively lose right now?
I don't know.
No?
I've never heard of
Dr.
anybody
Shane,
losing
Dr.
taste.
Dr. Shane, Dr. Anthony?
I have no idea.
I've never heard of anybody losing taste.
I was having an argument with a friend the other day that about being paralyzed, but just in your arms. But like your legs still move.
You ever woken up with dead arm? Like no feeling in your arm whatsoever?
No, I don't think so. But I'm interested because you can wake up still in the sleep paralysis state that you get into when you fall asleep, you know what I mean? And you can wake up and not be able to move, but know that you're awake and just kind of sit there. What are you looking at?
Cartoon Network Battle Crashers?
Oh, you probably don't want to play that game.
Why?
I don't know.
It's Cartoon Network.
Yeah, no, I've never had the dead arm thing. I've never had the sleep paralysis thing.
Dude, that sucked.
With the dead arm thing.
You just wake up and it's like, you just flop it over trying to get feeling.
I can't imagine.
Oh, dude, it freaked me out at first.
Back to the point. I think I would get rid of. I'd get rid of taste too.
See,
it just seems like the easy way to go.
That seems like logic. If you explain everything else, then it seems like logic to get rid of taste.
Let's see. These taste cells. You start to lose your taste buds at age 50. May start to lose them. Doesn't look like you can lose them overall.
No, you just start.
You can lose your vision, but you can't lose your taste.
So what about the reference? What about the reference like when you drink something and it's like retarded hot and you burn off your taste buds?
I thought you just burned the back.
That's so hot. Oh, that's so hot. Like, burn my taste buds off.
I think that's just one of those things that old people say. Like, oh,
well, it legitimately does like make your tongue go numb to where it's like.
That's because
I mean, I've had that, but that's a burn.
Yeah,
like I've had
like
burns.
A permanent burn.
A permanent burn?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like your skin scars after you have like third degree burn. Like what if your tongue.
Yeah, but your tongue's not like skin. Taste? Your tongue's a little different than skin. Because I've burned my gums. I've burned my tongue.
It's close.
So I've done it all.
Roof your mouth.
Roof your mouth.
It's close.
It's close. So if you can't lose. All right, we'll pick one of the big three then. Because I feel like they're easy because you can't lose. You can't be born without taste. And you can't be born without smell. If you have to go blind, deaf, or you can't touch anything. Make a moral decision right now. Which one you're losing?
Taste.
I'm the other three. Feeling. Boil it down. Feeling?
Mm-hmm.
I'm losing hearing.
Hearing.
No, I want to be able to hear.
I'm doing hearing.
That was the one I was thinking.
Or what about the ability to talk?
No.
You wouldn't be able to talk?
Yes.
Well, I mean, if you can't hear, you can't talk that well.
No.
That's kind of offensive, but whatever.
Sorry. Sure. I don't have any deaf friends, I don't think.
But to be fair, I don't think we have any deaf listeners either.
Also, what I said fucked up. No. What you?
That's just a pun, Mike.
That's fucked up.
Bad play.
I mean,
words.
They can. I don't know. I haven't seen the demographic. They haven't signed up for the survey. Google doesn't give me that analytic of deaf listeners for a podcast audio form.
They could probably put it out in Braille.
I'd love to see the translation of Braille for us. And what a beep means.
Would you ever want to learn Braille?
I'd like to learn a lot of things. Everything. If I can learn everything, fine. So if I have the opportunity to learn Braille, sure. Why not? I think it's just beneficial to me. True. Just in case I'm in that situation where I need to learn Braille or know someone who knows Braille, or I'm a blind driver at McDonald's. And they give me a Braille menu.
I don't understand that.
No, I've never understood it either. And I think I'm the reason why all the McDonald's Braille signs are gone.
Braille menus are available.
Did I tell you that story?
Well, if there's someone that is blind, then someone has to be driving.
Did I tell you my story?
They can.
So I went. I told you, I think.
Yeah, I think.
I went to McDonald's and they had the sign up there that said Braille menus available on request. And I said, hey. I mean, you know, talking to the lady in the window. I was like, hey. Who are the Braille menus for? Like, I don't understand. And she's like, oh, well, the Braille menus are for all the blind drivers that come through. I'm looking at her. Like, what the fuck? The blind drivers? Are you sure? Yeah, I'm like, okay, here's my money. Take my food. I don't want to talk to you anymore because clearly you're not all there.
There's two reasons she's working at McDonald's.
Yeah. Sure.
Nothing against people who work.
Oh, no, sure. But, I mean, this girl was not smart. I haven't seen her since. This is a long time ago, also. But those stickers are gone.
Deaf people shouldn't be driving cars either.
But you have a hearing aid.
Yeah, but once you get to a point, hearing aids don't even work.
Like, for age or just being deaf overall?
Just being deaf overall.
See, I have no familiarity with that.
You have to get the cochlear implants.
The what's that?
Cochlear implants.
The Coachella?
Cochlear implants.
The Coachella implants.
Like, basically put something in your brain that goes in so you can hear.
Oh, okay. That sounds expensive.
It's like a magnet.
Yeah, it sounds touchy. I don't want people touching my brain. My brain.
What how's your brain?
I haven't slept.
Your brain.
I'm all out of it.
A fucking brain.
If I could get rid of sleep, though, I would. If I don't have to sleep, I'd get rid of it.
Again, that's me time. You take away all my poop time. You're taking away my fucking sleep.
I don't
time.
Understand why we sleep anyway in a predator ecosystem.
Because we're not threatened.
Not now. Not anymore. But, like, back in the day, how did cavemen sleep? Fucking tigers all over the place. Fucking like dinosaurs. Huh?
One would stay awake while there's rest.
Doesn't make any sense to me that we have to sleep. Shouldn't have to sleep. And we also shouldn't have to sleep 8 hours long when things out there eat people. That just seems bad. It seems bad for babies. How do babies make it? I bet.
They sleep a little more than 8 hours a day.
I bet a tiger eats a baby. Just like that.
No, I think they would eat us first.
They eat what they catch. They catch a baby. Hmm. Yep. They sure do.
I want a pet tiger.
Anything else you want to weigh in on? Yeah? You want a pet tiger?
I do.
Alright.
I'll get cut down on somebody ever trying to break my fucking house.
I think I could get a tiger.
Kick the door in.
You think you can fight a tiger?
Fight a tiger? Uh-huh. Fuck, those things are like 500 pounds.
What kind of cat do you think you can fight?
Hiccup.
A little house cat?
Yeah.
You don't think you can fight a jaguar?
You think you could? No. We're not going back to that. I'm not.
I think I can fight a jaguar.
No, you can't.
No, you can't. That thing would destroy you.
It
would break you in half.
Okay, we showed you the first time when you said you could fight like a leopard.
Yeah.
We showed you the video of the leopard escaping in that zoo.
It's because you can't be scared.
Then I'm going to re-show you a new video that just surfaced yesterday of this Korean man or somewhere over in Japan. This guy tried to sneak in the zoo and didn't want to pay, so he jumped into the tiger exhibit and he got fucking killed in the tiger exhibit.
It's because that's what happens when you're scared.
He wasn't scared. He jumped in the tiger exhibit because he didn't want to pay in the zoo, and he got mauled.
He didn't know it was a tiger exhibit, I'm sure.
Bullshit.
Sure, he was like, oh, I'll just go through the tigers. Those bitches are always sleeping.
He got murdered.
All you gotta do is grab it.
Yeah, right.
Just grab it.
As this thing grabbed him by his collarbone and shook his head off, virtually.
That's exactly what happened to you.
That would not happen to me.
They probably won't eat you because you're nothing but bone.
I'm no threat. But I would beat it.
No, you wouldn't.
I would fight it. I would win. My human
instinct. Come on, hit me!
My human instinct.
Hit me! That's probably what you're going to walk up to it and say.
My human instinct would kick in.
And I think he's just going to take its paw.
Sorry, it was in East China.
East China.
Take its paw with its claws and just take your head right off.
There's a billion of them. There's bound to be one that jumps in the Tiger Den.
Tiger's trying to cut down on the population.
Jesus, H!
Easy.
Let me write that down. Oh, bitch. God damn it. What time was that? 23:42. Son of a bitch. 23:42.
I'm just trying to give you a little bit of work.
Dude, I don't need any more work.
That's because you fucked up. That's your fault.
I didn't fuck up. You Premiere's fucked up.
If you seen it needed updated, you'd have had it done.
The update didn't work when I went back and fucking did it again. The same capture, the same setup we had for the first video, it just didn't work. But it's going to work because I'm going to make it work. I'm going to work hard in it.
It's your fault.
And it's going to be out. And it's going to be the best thing ever. And I'm going to be like, I'm going to end the video with Shane sucks. Gage rules, number one. That's it.
That's fucked up.
Are you going to show me this video? Or are we getting out?
Yeah, no, you're good.
All right. I'll watch it. We'll watch it off air. Anything else, guys?
I'm just trying to find the better quality. These are all shit quality to where you can't even see it.
You keep looking.
No, I will.
Until then, segment three is soon.
Dude.
Now the record button's on.
We're welcome back to another segment of TorCast.
This time. Oh, did you want to do it?
No, go ahead.
You sure?
You already cut me off.
Well, usually it's me. I didn't expect you to talk.
Go ahead.
Shane?
No. Nope. That's why I don't talk.
It's not why you don't talk.
This is why I don't talk. So, suck it in.
Last segment. Get into it.
Yeah.
Anthony.
Yeah.
Hit me with it.
Yeah.
Hit me with your best shot.
Name who sang that song.
I have no idea.
JJ? I said it earlier.
Who?
I said it two segments ago.
Who? I don't know. I don't know music like you fuckers do.
Oh, wow.
We'll leave him hanging.
The suspense.
Anthony, give it to me.
Okay. Topic. Things that you used to love, but hate now. Or things that you used to hate but love now.
Okay.
Wow.
Son of a bitch.
That crinkled can.
It fought back. Is it on there?
It did not. It's got to be one of those.
That's hard.
This one. Yeah. Things I used to hate and love now, or things I used to love and hate now. So I've got a pretty big one for love, then hate now.
Love, then hate now?
Yes. When I was a kid, I used to, just like every fucking kid, ate the grossest stuff in the world. I did two things. Two sandwiches that I'd go to sandwiches when I was a kid. One, which I don't know why kids eat this, but it's disgusting.
I feel like it's going to go to food.
Well, food, I'll start with food. I'll try and find a way around
anything else, but food is one thing.
Yeah. So when I was a kid, I used to eat ketchup sandwiches.
Ugh.
Piece of bread, ketchup, piece of bread.
I can't.
And I think that's why I don't like ketchup now.
Ugh.
Because I ate so many of these goddamn things when I was a kid.
Hmm.
And you couldn't put one in front of me and have me eat it now. Like, it is so disgusting to me to think about. Even thinking about it is making me gag. About piece of bread, ketchup, piece of bread. And like eat it just like that.
That's like a mayonnaise sandwich.
It's ew. Don't eat those. Fucking gross. The other sandwich wasn't as gross. It's just weird. It's just, I would have a piece of bread, I have a piece of lettuce, I put salt on it and put another piece of bread on it and eat it just like that.
KJ like poor kid.
We kind of were poor.
He
when I was
like
a kid.
Slave kids.
We were a little poor. I didn't come from a very, you know, well off family or anything.
Yeah.
So those were my snacks when I was a kid. And now I couldn't fuck it. I could probably eat the lettuce one. I think it's fucking weird. I could probably do it.
A lot of older people actually do that.
I can see it. It's easy.
Or take out a tomato and just pour salt on and eat the tomato.
I've seen that. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I do.
I've seen that. But the ketchup thing. Oh my god.
I used to eat ketchup, pickles, and onion sandwiches.
Ew. Shane, that's like. Have you seen the episode of SpongeBob when he's making a sundae?
No.
Ooh.
It's that, right? Ooh. What are the ingredients he uses in that?
My ugly.
Oh my god. Ugh.
Burns that guy's eyebrows off in the movie theater.
That's tough.
Riding a bike. I used to love riding a bike. Now, not so much.
I'm on the same boat. I hate...
Once my transportation got a motor...
I haven't looked back.
No, I can still do it.
I hate riding a bike.
Yeah.
I can still do
it's
it.
It's just like riding a bike, but...
I used to ride my bike to school all the time.
Nope. I mean, I could. I'm not saying I can't. Don't say I can't, because I can. But...
My bike was my means of transportation everywhere.
I used to just
everywhere.
Walk. Like if I didn't feel like riding, I started walking after a while. Like when I moved here, I don't think I've ridden a bike since 2004, maybe.
Yeah,
maybe before then.
Once I got into high school, I didn't. I stopped.
No, yeah, I can attest to that. That sucks ass.
Now, what do I used to hate and love? Chicken.
You love chicken now?
I like chicken.
That's a big step. Hey. Look at Shane coming alive.
I might have barbecue pork chops cheese. For dinner now.
What's that? What's cheese?
I used to hate it when I was a kid.
I also used to hate cheese.
Mm, still do.
And now I like cheese.
Mm-mm. Yeah,
I love cheese.
Can't do it.
I asked my...
It's gotta be processed cheese, like mac and cheese. Powder.
Jesus Christ.
The lady that used to watch me when I was a kid, I asked her one day if she could take the cheese out of my mac and cheese.
Mm.
Do you just want a mac?
I just want noodles, ma'am. I just want the badass pasta. The impasta.
Because I hated cheese so much.
That's gross.
I thought cheese was disgusting.
That's not cheese, though.
No, but still the same thing.
It's. I mean, when you're a kid, everything's the same. Yeah, I mean, you don't understand cheese. What yeah, the fuck that is. Yeah, that's kind of weird. I don't know something that I used to hate that I love now. Again, it's a lot of foods. I used to love texting on my phone. I used to love it. There was a point in my life where
and you just had the number pad and you can do it without looking.
Yeah, I could do that. Oh my god! And like,
master, would you drive?
I never felt bad about driving because I never had to look at my phone.
Yeah, that like, fucking when we switched the Sprint,
I would sit in the back seat and have full phone. Conversations with my parents while they were in the front seat.
Yeah,
and I would still click, be click, doing click, this click, and still have full.
I had the one that had the mirror on the outside. Just slide it up, click, 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 send it out, and that was it. I never had to look at it unless I had to read it, which I would do that stoplight. So I mean, no problem. I used to love texting. We got a phone bill back once where I texted out 360,000 texts in a month.
God damn. I don't know if I ever got that
much. The month was February, so it was the shortest month of the year.
It was the month of love.
Senior high school.
Oh, well. Didn't you have a woman then?
No, I wasn't dating.
Your senior year?
Yeah.
Oh, it was hers.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, I was texting a lot. But now I'm at the point where if I get a text, I'm like, I don't even fucking read that thing. I don't want to look at it.
You never respond.
I don't respond. I'm awful at texting now just because I'm so tired of it. Because I think I used to text so much, it was nice to feel like people wanted to talk to me.
There's times I wish I still had the flip phone where you just hit the key buttons where I don't have to grab it with both fingers. And
that's, I tried to work on this to where I can text without looking at it. It's close. I can get pretty close.
I can.
But I always fuck it up.
There'll only be like a couple words I might screw up, but usually it's relatively close because of autocorrect.
Yeah.
But I can get it pretty close.
Usually I just hit the speaker button and I'm like, no, I'll do it later, and then that's it. Like I don't wanna text you back. I text me if it's important.
It's because texting used to be fun when you had the flip phones.
Also true. Also it was
because that was like the challenge. Like out of all your friends, be like, oh, check this out.
Yeah. That's what I can write.
Just text
without looking. And I remember there was a commercial, I think Sprint put it up when they got the drawing when you could just like slide your finger across the keyboard. They swipe, sure. They broke, they were like, oh, here's the world record for fastest text. I was like, I bet I could fucking beat that without a swipe. And I would sit there and fucking do it over and over again, the same thing. And I was like, I'm getting pretty close. I don't think I ever got it. But again, it was, and then like in high school when I was texting, I was like hiding my phone and it felt cool. I'm like, oh, I'm texting in high school. You know, if I get caught, they take this from me, but now I'm just going to do it and they're not going to know. And like having full conversations with people, and it was just like, people wanted to talk to each other. Now it's like everything's plans or it's work related, and it's just a lot of stuff I don't want to see all the time. And I'm like, all right, I'm fucking done. Also, group texting, fuck that shit. Fuck a bunch of group texting. I think I'm about 15 group texts right now, and I think about 14 of them are muted. I'm not done with group texting.
You never respond.
And no, it doesn't help. Nothing helps.
You never respond.
Nothing helps group texting.
You should respond.
I'm going to just get rid of my phone.
No, you're not.
Done with it.
It's your lifeline.
I do. And that's the unfortunate part. You need the fucking thing. Like, we live here. We live right here on this fucking screen. We can't even get through this podcast without looking at our phones.
If you, I'm playing tennis right
you're
now.
You play games every goddamn episode.
I'm playing fucking tennis right now.
You can't get through dinners without looking at your goddamn phone.
You can't have
conversations with people.
Yeah, I mean, you might as well go into the next point of the topic that you had on there.
Which one?
Situations
without your phone? Yeah, did you want to do two now? Phone.
You can.
But did you guys have any other love hates that you want to talk about?
Since you let it into it.
Well, we can come back if you guys have love hates.
No.
Situations.
It's a good transition.
Situations without your phone. Can you? Shane Jenkins, go to dinner. Let's go. You and I will go to dinner.
All right.
Could you? Do you think we can get through dinner without looking on our phone?
Yes.
I don't think so.
Even though I'm playing a game right now in the middle of this podcast, I'm pretty sure I could.
I don't think so.
I think I could.
We can't sit down and at B-dubs for 2 minutes without someone pulling their fucking phone out.
We should do. That's all of mine. We should. All of us should go to dinner, and all because we'll be together.
There's
put your phone's in the middle. First one to grab it. Pays for it.
Well, see, that's you don't want to don't consequence it.
Yeah,
there's some restaurants that actually have like phone trays,
right,
at your table where you can like sit all the shit.
Yeah,
in.
Yeah. I don't know
which
your phone.
Yeah, I don't know which like restaurants it is, but I've seen it before.
I just everything's circled around being right here. Like all your information's here. Your friends are all located on your phone.
It really is.
All your
now.
Notes, your calendars.
I tell people at work like. I don't work over in our computer department anymore.
Sure.
But when I did, like, I'll look at people, and they'll be like, oh, well, you have to deal with these things every day. Like, you know what's going on. I was like, no, like, to be totally honest, like, I don't even own a computer.
Really?
You have a giant mirror on your wall as you're chopping me from behind. Yeah, my dad is the only one that has the computers in the house. Like, right. If I need anything on the computer, then I'll do it on his computer. They say, well, how do you do, like... How do you do everything? And I was like, right here.
These are like, computers.
It's the smartest little computer on my phone.
I shop. These phones can get a hold of everybody. Yeah. I can do everything. Like
these phones are better than some computers. I would attest that our phones are better than her computer.
Her laptop?
Yep.
I have to...
possibly.
Even at some points, like when I was
I would attest that they're close. The new ones, the 7s and soon to be 8s, will be better than my MacBook.
When I... even when I was in school and I had to like do like... papers and things like that. Like, I would do them on the computer, but then I would like save them to my phone and just take them to school, and I can print them out there.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
Or like if I needed, like, I would get a whole PowerPoint like set up, and then I would save the PowerPoint to my phone, and I could just pull it up on my phone and look at it on there.
Right.
Any homework that I wanted to print off.
See, I didn't have
it straight from here.
I didn't get texting until I was in 11th grade.
Really?
Yeah.
That's late.
And I didn't get a smartphone until I got my first iPhone, or until I got first HTC, which was. After I graduated.
You want to know why I got texting earlier?
And it was the big...
Because I blew up my parents' cell phone bill because of...
was it AOL SMS Messenger?
It was AOL.
That's what happened to me.
It was like, you can link your... That's what it happened. Was like, you can link your AIM to your text message. And I was like, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So
everybody was like, oh, you're online. And then they would send straight to your phone. I was
that's
like,
something
nah,
we used
I'm
to
out
love. At this point, we would find me.
AOL?
Yes.
SMS Messenger? So it's not so bad. I think.
What about ICQ?
I never used ICQ.
I used the popular one, dude. I did too.
Do you remember your ICQ number?
No.
No.
Yeah, I was just
I
like,
remember I what my AIM one. Thing was, and my shit is usually the same for everybody.
I people would still use AIM if texting wasn't so prevalent. Not that sure. was such an easy way to talk to people, and everybody was fucking on it, because before phones, you were always on the computer. And now you're always on your phone. This thing's replacing wallets. It's going to replace car keys sooner than we know.
Virtually.
It was always, you had to come up with your, why you're not here.
So there's a game on my computer. I'll pull it up before I leave. It's called Emily is Away. And it's about AOL instant messaging. Oh, and it's only about like a 40-minute experience, but it's fucking good. It's so good. I'll let you play it before I leave. When I got my first iPhone, I downloaded the AOL app. The instant messaging app.
It's still
a thing. No one fucking used it.
I was like, it's still a thing?
You could probably still AIM is still probably around. I think there's other forms that are like AIM now that people use. There's a company I'm very Rooster Teeth. They're company wide. Whenever you go in there, you're given what's called a Slack. Slack is a message that can be sent out basically like AIM, but it's like a forced text that everyone will get, something like that. Or you can send it individually to a person. There's a thing called Discord that I'm a part of. Discord's a internet chat service that people use for video games. Like I'm on Discord all the time talking to people who play video games. Joining communities and stuff like that. They have chat rooms like AOL. You remember the AOL chat rooms?
Yeah.
Those are things I used to love that I now hate. I used to spend a lot of stupid time in those chat rooms talking to dumbass people.
Memories.
Yeah. I don't think we talked a lot of old stuff on this show.
Yeah, we did.
Today.
That's fun.
Yeah, I don't think we could sit through dinner without checking our phones.
I bet we could.
I think I could.
I think we could.
Next time we all go out.
And this is coming from the person who will like, who we'll still have full conversations like I'm doing now, but yet I will.
Well, we're in a situation now.
I am multitasking.
John's got kids. Mm-hmm. You've got a kid now. Mm-hmm. RJ's got a kid. Mm-hmm. There's not. If your phone rings, you're gonna look at it because it could be Well, for family me, related, it, sure.
I won't have to.
Ringing is a different thing. So if we all went to dinner and our phone rang,
yeah, if it's and if it was it's a that phone call, important that you have to have it right then, I hope that Jess and Kayla are smart enough that they call. Like, if we go out and she stays home with him.
You're giving a lot of credit to two names there.
Well, I know.
That's weird that we said that in the phone, right?
The phone starts ringing. But I would hope that if the three of us, just like yesterday, the three of us and Ethan were at your house, if something would have happened with him,
right.
I would hope that she's smart enough to call me and not send me a text message.
You get a lot of glares on this show, Shane.
I hope.
But it's even made, it's gotten even easier than that for you guys. You both have Apple Watches.
Yeah.
You don't even have to look at your phone. You could just do this. So you don't have to take your phone.
You and John are the only ones that cannot check their phones without...
Here's the thing. This is why I didn't want... Because I'm on Reddit all the time. I didn't want the Reddit enhancement suite because it makes Reddit easier for me. I don't need something that makes my phone easier for me because I'm already on it enough. I don't need to keep being on it. I understand the watch is cool. I would probably have one. I just don't want one. I don't want it to be easier for me. So... If this phone thing's gonna happen, you gotta take the watch off.
That's fine.
That's fine.
Okay.
Like, phone calls are exceptions.
Right.
Sure.
If it starts ringing.
Because we live in an age now where a phone call is not the first thing that's coming through on this bad boy.
Negative.
It's probably a text. It's probably an email. Yeah. Someone went live on Facebook. Yeah. A Snapchat came through.
Nope, because anytime someone goes live on Facebook, I turn the fucking notifications off.
Also, speaking of, the cameras on these things are better than any camera I've ever owned.
Unless you want to pay.
Well, yeah. Other than a real photography
peanut
camera.
Gallery.
Shut up.
Okay. Did you see my amazing newborn pictures? Let's talk about it. Okay.
They're very good. I like them a lot.
Thank you very much.
I didn't even look at them.
So mean.
I gave you a compliment, but then I told the truth. I didn't know they were even posting. I'm not on Facebook. I'm on Facebook to promote this show. That's it.
They're good. They turned out really well.
Okay. I imagine so. The camera's nice. It's a very nice camera.
Hmm. Yeah, it was.
And I got skills.
You got skills?
The camera helps.
And I got skills.
All right,
I got skills. Yeah. What are you going to do about it?
A little Metalocalypse? She's got skills.
You know why that came up? Because of my fucking phone.
Yeah.
Mama made her first appearance.
Right.
Mom's voice will be in
the whole family on the show now.
Yeah, right.
Because I caught last week. You could hear Cole crying from upstairs. It doesn't matter. It's no big deal at all.
It's okay. The fans are going to hear you say sorry there, too, because
the mic picks the mics are thing. They're nice mics. They're really good mics. I'm not. I didn't say sorry.
Well, I mean, you're an audio podcast. People might not want to hear that. It's not your kid. It's your grandma.
Could you go a whole day without looking at your phone?
No. Well, hell no.
No.
Without looking at it? No.
Yeah. No. With no interaction on your phone other than the phone call.
Without being on Facebook? Yes, I can go a whole day without that.
That's a 20th of your phone. Like, yeah. That's not even close to being the whole thing.
No, probably not. No.
You couldn't not text for a day.
No.
Seriously?
A whole day? I could be off my phone for a whole day.
Oh my God.
Right now, no, because my grandmother would blow me up till I send her a picture.
Sure.
Speaking of, someone send grandma a picture. It's been like a whole 3 hours.
She's worried.
You've got a timer of when you feed him you have to send pictures to.
I try to.
Anything else you want to talk about for the day?
It's fun, though. It's a grandkid.
It's been a great game. Good reminiscing.
Been living in a time capsule. Let's get out of here. Let's just remind everyone to check us out. Facebook.com/TorqueCast. On Twitter @TorqueCast. TorqueCast.live is our website, which you should go to all the time. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play, and among other podcast services that I don't even know. I'm not even aware of. But we're there, because every time I look, we pop up.
Also, we are not the Spanish TorqueCast.
We're not the Spanish TorqueCast, but if you're listening, if you're getting retweets from that Spanish website, hola.
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
Welcome to TorqueCast.
If you made it this far in English, hola!
Also, our YouTube is going to have videos going up. We have a couple videos up now. We'll have more.
I want to watch it.
What's that?
I want to watch it.
You'll watch it.
You lost all the footage.
No, the footage isn't lost. Those videos are coming soon. Look out for those. All of our updates you can find on Facebook or our website or anywhere. Bye, everybody.
Yeah.